Welcome back here on UC Sports Nation. We're talking with the new girls basketball head coach at DeKalb County High School, head coach Brandi Alley, in her first season as a head coach in basketball. Coach, first of all, congratulations. And I just want to take me through how excited you are to get started at DeKalb County.
Thank you. I'm beyond excited to get started at DeKalb County. We got to play against them last year when I coached under Mike Buck, and it's just been great to see the team that I knew was going to fight just get in there this week and be so coachable and be ready to go on for this next season.
Coach, how did this opportunity come about for you?
Luckily, Coach Fish got a job at Warren County, and I'm hoping he does great things there, and was just happened to be in the area and got a call from Coach Curtis, and we started talking, and he said, hey, we're going to have an opening. And I applied for it, got to interview, and luckily he chose me.
Well, this is your first head coaching gig, at least in basketball. I know you were had a little stint in volleyball as well at Cumberland County, but take me through your experience. You've been an assistant for quite a few years now at Cumberland County. I know you're at White County before that, but what have you kind of learned over the last few years to get you ready for this head coaching gig?
In college, I started off doing a lot of camps with our coach and started always being in there asking questions and just what's thinking, what does it look like as a coach's perspective. And then when I got out of college, I got to work with Coach Dodgen, and he was a great experience of what do we see and how can we get the girls to compete. And then Radica Miller gave me a call. With Coach Miller, I got to be the assistant, but I also got to be the JV head coach and the freshman head coach. So I spent a lot of time working with the girls, and from her I definitely learned energy, just how to, as a coach, control the energy and push the girls and make it be something that is worth going around. And then Coach Buck is just a amazing person to how he dictates the relationships with the girls and what he sees it, and how he communicates. The last couple of years have been just fantastic being under Coach Buck and learning relationships and how that transfers on the court and how to handle situations. And our last year at Stone was not the most ideal year, coming from the Tessa Miller, Maddie Buck era, and these girls worked hard on how to get kids to reach full potential. So I'm excited to take on this new role and take everything I've learned from this district and compete in it now.
Now, I know you played in high school, you played in college a little bit. Was this always a goal to get into coaching and get a head coaching gig as well?
Originally, it was not. I thought I was going to be the one person that ended our generations of coaching. And then I lasted about 2 months without a basketball in my hands. I was obsessed with it. So even my great uncles, my grandpa, and my dad have been coaches. So it has been something definitely for me. Once I started getting back into it from the perspective of coaching, I knew I wanted to be a head coach immediately. Something I always enjoyed, but as soon as I started helping out, I said, okay, I'm going to have my own team one day. And I've worked hard, and hopefully this season will show some of that.
We're talking with the new head coach of the DeKalb County girls basketball team, head coach Brandi Alley, right here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, have you had a chance to meet with the team, and have you had a chance to coach them up in any summer camps so far?
I met them on Monday, and we had summer camps on Monday. So it was an interesting experience getting to meet them and coach them in a game right away. I've got to spend the rest of this week with them at practice and seeing them, and I'm very excited about this group of girls. They are very dedicated to it. They work hard. They want extra time in the gym, and they are so coachable.
What stands out to you most about this squad?
Honestly, how coachable they are. They met me Monday morning, and that first game Monday was at 10, or I was at 12, and they met me at 10. These group of girls were willing to take any coaching right away. Any little thing I said, they just made a change.
Coach, as you go into your first season as a head coach, what's a goal that you have for yourself personally? Obviously, you want to do some good things. You want to win some ball games, and it sounds like you got some talent. But what's a goal that you have for yourself in your first head coaching gig?
My goal for myself is to make these girls better people. Ball's going to come into it. We're going to have skills around. But there's a good chance that these girls go into being bigger and better things outside of life. So if I can teach them something every day to make them better people, then we'll be successful.
Lastly, Coach, what's the style of play that you're going to bring to the court?
We're going to definitely work hard, and I know you hear a lot of coaches say we're going to outwork everybody, but we're wanting to be fast, and we're wanting to look at a high-low action and get after each other with post play and develop that. We'll work fast, we'll work hard, and we'll get after it defensively.
There's the new head coach with the DeKalb County girls basketball team, head coach Brandi Alley, right here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, we appreciate the time. I look forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
Thank you.